7 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Brundage?
Here.
Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis? Absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Okay. Let's see. We have Dan Transier from Alderman from the City Council here. And it was Shelley and Cheryl and Elise. Okay. All right. Are there any amendments to the agenda? All right. Then if everybody can peruse the minutes.
Approve the minutes for the Physical Facilities Committee from November the 4th and the Library Board meeting of October 14th as presented.
Second.
Oh, is there a third one in there? Oh, yeah, there's the October 10th of Physical Facilities, all three. So I'll amend my motion.
I'll second it for all three.
Okay.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yeah.
Do we have any correspondence?
Well, we have the one email a meeting or two ago. I asked about the IMET funds that we have, the $8,800, something like that. That's still sitting there. And this was an email that Rob got with the update on where that all is. And according to what's here, maybe next year we'll probably see. We could see it by the end of this year or probably earlier next year. There's one paragraph in there that says they're hoping to have the distribution plan out third or fourth quarter of 2019. So we are in the fourth quarter. So, but just an update. That was just money that's sitting there that we can't touch.
Any staff comment? Susan's not here, so for everybody to take a look at our financials.
We skipped that part already, right?
Yep, we're all past that. Should be all only The highlighted ones are for the library.
That's the, that represents the 2,000.
Yeah, the $2,183.89.
That's up to page 4, but then page...
I know, page 5. Page 5 and 6 has
something
for libraries.
And then page 10... has another highlighted portion, which is listed as library check register, pages 4 through 7. So is all of that only the library?
That's only the library.
Okay. Whereas the other ones were mixed in with the city stuff, so they have to highlight out.
This is all the credit card.
Okay.
And the other stuff is all the checks that you're signing.
Oh, okay. We have it listed out.
Looks like we're going to have dinosaur day at the library.
Development fees have been really good for us.
Yeah. For those who don't know what the simple scan system annual referral, it's that scanning system.
TVS, the scanner upstairs.
No.
For the fax.
Is that?
The scanning machine for the fax.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we clear bills. We pay for accounts payable $28,464.02, and for two weeks of payroll totaling $39,354.22 for a total of $67,818.24.
Second. Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Can we have the report of the library first?
I want to highlight a couple of things that are in my report this month. The chiller springs were installed, and it took the person almost the whole day to install the springs around the big chiller in the back. The unit on top of the roof, and also the two units outside here. When I called for installation, they said, well, you know, that's extra, $875. And I said, that was never quoted to us. We assumed that was part of the quote. So I said, that's not right. So they reduced it down from $875 to $475. There's no way that staff could have done that. And this was someone that was knowledgeable, and he was here from, I think, 11 to 5 putting his screens on. So that's why I wanted to bring that to your attention. R.J. O'Neill was called on 10:31 because there was some noise coming from the water pump making loud noises. They came, they cleaned it, boiled it, and that seemed to be the problem. Then the company came back to do preventive maintenance and discovered that boiler number one had quite a few cracks in the burners. And that was discussed at the physical facility committee meeting, and the decision was made, because it was an emergency situation, to go ahead and have that repair. So, well, they came and they ordered the parts for the burners. And while we were waiting for the burners parts to come in, something happened to Boiler number one was shut down. Boiler number two was working. Boiler number two had a problem. So the igniter on number two broke. And we had heat in the building. Not enough. It wasn't that cold that we needed to close. We were uncomfortable, but they came out. They were supposed to come the next day, and they did come out the same day and fixed it. So I have to say I'm very impressed with R.J. O'Neill. I think that was a really good decision. So they were back today, and they installed the burner parts in boiler number one. So boiler number one is up and running. Boiler number two has preventive maintenance tomorrow. So who knows what we're going to find tomorrow. So we also discovered that we have no hot water in the building now. So it turns out that there's a problem with the pump, the water pump that was installed. It was installed upside down. So they're going to try and flip it tomorrow. And if that doesn't work, they're going to have to look at the parts that might be defective in the pump.
But we've always had hot water, right?
We had hot water. We don't have it now.
And that was due to the...
the pump. Something is not circulating the water. So, the painting was done. That was replaced with siding, and the painting was done on November 5th. The scheduled the fall cleanup with the landscaper, but it snowed that day. So we're trying to reschedule that. We had a problem. There was a theft in the reference area. Someone's wallet. There were only two people in that area. Someone saw someone's wallet and took $50 out of the wallet while the woman walked away. So we were trying to pull up on the camera, Cheryl and Shelley, on the camera to see if we could identify the person. And so we went to look at the camera. There's one unit that's in the old business, and on the computer in the business office, but that did not have the cameras we needed in reference. The other cameras are in the telecom room. So we went in to try to get into the system. It turns out that the tech, when they came the last time, changed the password and didn't give us the password. So we got Sound Incorporated to come out, and they had to try to track down and do troubleshoot and get the password, which they did. So I told them that they couldn't charge me a service call since it was their issue not giving us the password, so they didn't charge us. But they discovered that the camera has not been recording since September. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any footage, and now we have a problem because the system's outdated. It's now recording, but the system is outdated and not really effective.
So it wasn't recording because of when they came the last time? When did it, how did it stop?
It just stopped. It was recording when it came out the last time. It switched, I believe they switched the computer. We have an outdated system. So I have a rep from the company coming out Friday to meet with me to give me an updated quote on what it would cost to get it up to speed. Okay. We had our staff day on October 11th. We dealt with homeless patrons. We watched the movie The Public and had small group discussions. Barb Johnson, representing PADS, came out and did an overview of their services. And we really feel that we're better prepared this year than we were last year. We also get an update every morning from PADS as to what happened the night before. And then I forward that to the managers here and also to the chief of police. We have not had any PADS people here yet.
I think we had our first person come in today.
Today?
Yes. Suzanne Helfrich. She's been here.
Okay.
Blonde?
I think so. I didn't really see her. Suzanne said she had dealt
talked to her on Friday and got her set up with pads.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she was able to provide her that information. Yeah. So
I think the staff overall is better prepared. We were appreciative of Bart coming out and giving us an overview of pads, which there was a lot that we just did not know. But I think we've had a mind shift of not of looking at pads people as patrons and rather than punitive, more welcoming to them. So I think the training and what we have in place now will be beneficial. I think we're in a good place now versus what we went through last year. We had our second annual Halloween contest.
I saw.
Shelly was the kid.
I saw.
And ran away. Ran away with the prize. It was just unanimous. What she didn't know was she also brought in treats. She made this dessert that was in a kitty litter pan. Along with the litter scoop.
That's cool.
It was nice. Horrible. It tasted great. She melted Tootsie Rolls on. But it was delicious. It really was good. But kudos to Shelly. She's so creative.
Yes.
And then Cheryl Knox was the good witch. And Jeanette Weiss was our butterfly. So next, we will have our first ugly sweater contest.
Oh, I love it. Bring them out.
Bring them out.
So there will only be one first prize winner. Shelly's already got her. All right, I've already talked about the theft, and I think that's pretty much it.
So what happened with this youth services?
Youth services person, we brought in, we had only one person apply for the position. She came in, we interviewed her, and sent her over to City Hall for the background check. We were waiting almost over 3 weeks for the background check, and I kept emailing her saying, please be patient with us. And then over the last weekend, she emailed me and said, I've decided not to.
Why is it so long?
Do we know? That's the city. That's, it just does. Sometimes it can come back in like a week, and other times it's 3 weeks. The drug testing is about a day. That's pretty quick.
Is there a process for?
It's all through City Hall.
I know, but do they have? Is
they get fingerprinted. They go with the police. They go over. They get fingerprinted, and
so is it the coming back to us?
Coming back to us. It just takes that
process.
So now we're back to ground zero, and we're going to interview two people on Friday. And I've got two other people that I want to get in touch with to see if they're still interested, because we're going to have a couple of people probably leaving out of other departments in the next couple of months. People are moving.
Are these the same ones that were from before that were usually moving?
Well, you've got to consider that we do have an aging workforce, and some of the people are starting to have health issues, and they are out for surgery and may not come back. So I'd like to have a couple people that I can...
Yes.
My trend now is to
cross-train
people so that they can be in different departments.
Yes.
And I will start working the desk myself, but right now I'm just tied up with the building issues and the per capita grant and... The financial literacy grant are both due in December. So that's right now. I've got to get these state reports finished.
Where are we advertising for these positions?
We're advertising on the city website, on the Rails website. I'm not going to pay $100 for the newspapers. It didn't bring us anybody.
You can advertise for free on your
very mind. Where they heard about it. It's usually the city website, our website, and Rails.
Too many of those LinkedIn.
I was going to say LinkedIn.
Indeed. LinkedIn's free.
Yeah.
This is a $9.25.
There are a lot of people looking for work right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting applications. They're putting on there. They're looking for $12 an hour, $15 an hour. Aren't they reading the ad? That tells me they didn't read the ad. They're filling out the application and they're not reading the ad. Two people that are coming in are people that we know for the children's department. You know, we need people on the weekends too. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the people that we would be recruiting for are people that work maybe work at the schools and want to work after school or weekends. So, but we have a real problem because 9:25 when people can work at Target for 15 an hour. People aren't leaving here because of they're leaving because they're moving out of state, or they're not coming back because of health issues, or they're getting full time jobs.
So you don't feel that you have a shortage of faculty staff?
For that one, a couple of months ago, well, I had one person. But then with this next one, I've got five people.
You mean that apply for the job?
I have a pool of five people right here.
Okay.
Two that I'm bringing next week is possibilities for CERC coming up.
Okay. And cross-training everybody?
Cross-training everybody.
Okay, great.
Does our city liaison have anything to say?
Not today, thank you.
No, not today.
How'd the levy meeting go?
I didn't get yelled at as much as the cannabis meeting, so that's good.
I would assume it was a packed house over there for the levy meeting.
Not really.
No?
There were more people there for the accolades for 15 years of service. So as soon as some of the cops received their little gold glass tchotchke, there was a woman from finance and a gentleman from streets. As soon as those were done, most because they're fresh, they cleared out.
Surprised. So. I figured there'd be more people there.
What's going on with the cannabis situation?
I think next week we'll have a vote on setbacks, so the distances any of these dispensaries or cannabis-related businesses can be from schools, parks, daycares, things like that, residential areas. So that'll be first. We've already passed the approval for the tax. Got to get the money first and foremost. And then the last thing will be whether or not the city will allow the businesses to open, which needs to be made by the end of the year, because if it's not made by the end of the year, it's...
And we've got what was passed for the drug policy for employees.
Right. They did the manual last week or the week before that.
That week, it's in our packet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think next week is the setbacks, the zoning regulations.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see, standing committees. So everybody should have this. It's a list of who's assigned to which committee. So this is for fiscal year 2020. Pretty much there's no major changes to mostly everyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess one thing, since the cannabis things come up, we do have to incorporate that into our policy. So we're going to have a policy meeting to bring this in, to add it. So we'll have to plan a policy meeting sometime within the next month. All right. Let's see. So unfinished business. Electrical work for digital sign from Frost Electric.
I did email Frost about what I think Russ brought up about checking to see if it was a live wire.
If the wire when Public Works fixed the line the last time we had troubles where. If it went to City Hall. And what I did get an email back from Eric, I should have forwarded it to you, that they just tied it into an existing line that was part of the parking lot lights.
I have it. He sent it to me too. Now, when I sent it to Frost Electric, they said that, because I asked them to revise the proposal if they were going to charge us, and he sent me back and said, I will locate and disconnect the existing feed to the sign as part of my original proposal. plus the additional circuit I referenced in an earlier email, so there won't be any extra charges for them.
Okay. When we spent $25,000 on the sign, we need to power it up.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, this is how much it costs?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I know. We've gone a month, y'all. I know. Hurt my heart. I'm like, this number can't be right. Glasses are hurting me.
We should power our son.
We're halfway through the $50,000 for the year already.
So
do we want to take these funds from the same place we took the money for the sign, which would be out of the memorial funds?
I think we should take it out of the outside building and maintenance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that the $25,000 at the memorial fund is enough. I think this is maintenance on the.
Yeah. Okay.
I would feel bad about taking that out of
the memorial.
I agree.
I'll make a motion that we approve $6,250 to run the circuit out to our new sign.
I'll send that.
I'll contact him tomorrow. Hopefully they can get it before the ground freezes.
Okay.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Okay. All right, moving on. The next item is these proposal for the equipment. The two SNG proposals that are in the packet, I forgot to tell you to not print the one. They're actually the same proposal, it's just one description didn't get taken off. On the one, I guess it's handwritten, page 12. There's an Aruba 7008 wireless network controller for $2,247. I asked. The first one.
Or the number A.
The first one. That one right there. He took it out of the price, but he didn't take the description off. So the second one, he took it, the price is the same, and the description is gone. So we can ignore the first one, and this is the second one. So we had three companies submit proposals to upgrade our wireless network. One was from Florida that never made it to the walkthrough. Then they just put a best guess out there, which was, I think, around $8,000. And then there was one from DSN, which was also around $8,000 or $9,000 for basically. And DSN proposed different equipment than what we were looking for. Jason and I looked these over, and S&G was the best. I mean, they're $4,356. And pretty much it's a... the Ubiquiti equipment is about $1,000 cheaper. Jason and I were thinking that Aruba would be a better option for us because we can control it better.
The wireless?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would it be faster?
Mm-hmm.
It's faster.
Yep. So we can approve that the quote, but we can't do anything about it until I tell Dave, our E-rate consultant, that this is the way we want to go with the Aruba option, and we can't do anything about it until the funding is, the E-rate funding has been released for 2020, which will be sometime, I think, June of next year is when they do the funding. Otherwise, if we buy the equipment and do the work, we don't get nothing back.
Okay.
This way, we get half of the $4,000 back.
Okay. Plus the cable.
Okay.
Pardon?
Plus the cabling.
Plus the cabling. Oh yeah. Plus the cabling of $3,000. So we get a total. So half of that comes back.
Wait. So there's the cabling.
There's the cabling. We're adding.
Then there's the 421. That's $3,300.
You don't need 421. It's just the cabling and 422. There's two options.
Yeah,
there's
two options. 421 should not be on here at all.
Well, it's a different equipment option.
Oh, those are two different. Okay.
Yeah, so 4.1 and 4.22 are the two options we're looking at.
And then what's this on the back?
That's their options for increasing our bandwidth, which is more expensive than if we stayed with Comcast. And they're using Comcast as well. I think.
But don't we need to increase? Is the bandwidth not a problem too?
We do. And we're going to go with the 500 by 35, 500 down, 35 up. But we can't, again, we can't do anything about that until funding has been changed. Otherwise, we would get, I think the Comcast was like $500 as opposed to going with S&G. So it's a couple hundred dollars cheaper to stay with Comcast Direct. They're just reselling Comcast.
And until we fix the Wi-Fi, there's no point increasing bandwidth.
Right.
Right.
We're not going to see any results.
So a lot of this is contingent on, you know, we're stuck with Comcast for until 2021. This may or may not extend our contract, increasing the bandwidth. It should not. But we wouldn't get any additional reimbursement until after the funding year starts again. So it's all contingent on that. But we can approve the proposal and then just take it to them when we know the funds are going to be there. We end up paying this amount first, and then E-rate reimburses us. So.
Does approving this proposal mean that this price would be locked in all the way till next June?
That's what the RFP was set for when we sent it out for proposal through E-rate, is that the proposals are good for 1 year.
Okay.
So they should be good. They should hold this price for 1 year because they know, E-rate knows.
Right.
This is a long, long duration proposal cycle. So they have to maintain.
So should we be accepting this? Because there's parts on this we're not accepting.
Well, we just say we're accepting the cabling and the Aruba, and we're not accepting the parts on the back for the increase in bandwidth because they're more expensive. And I will let Jack Bush know that this is what we're going to do, and he can submit a proposal back to us that has only what we want to pay for.
It says the check is due. So when we accept this, we got to pay 50%.
We're accepting it, but we're not releasing the fact that we're going to do the work until the funding has been approved by E-rate.
Okay, well, because that's not how it's described on this.
Yeah, I know, but
we're accepting it as a board, not to the vendor.
Right.
So that way when the funds are available, we can submit it because we're already correct.
Right.
Okay, I'm just double-checking that for a year. But they'll hold our price for a year because it says they're holding it for 30 days.
So we're approving for the board?
When the funds are available.
When it comes, you don't have to go through the process again.
Right.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that they understand that.
They should, because they're
going to send us a revised proposal.
Yeah, I'll have them send us a revised proposal that says this is what we're accepting.
And then do you sign off on it, or I sign off
on it? Nobody signs off on it just yet.
Okay.
We can't sign it until we just hold it. I'll let Jack know that we're going to go ahead with the proposal once E-rate funding is approved.
Okay.
So we can do.
So can you make a motion to?
We can make a I can make a motion to approve S&G's proposal for $3,057.10 for cabling and $4,356 for the Aruba IAP 207 wireless access points for 12 of them. We are not going to go with S&G for the bandwidth increases, and this is all contingent on E-rate funding being approved next year. Did you get all that?
I did, yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes. Okay. Next. Not as snowboards.
On this proposal, we had some of the snow guards that were over a part of the west side of the building was removed from the original quote.
Price change?
I was going to say, well, yeah, look at the cost.
It looks like the cost didn't.
That's the cost?
Looks like they took them off, but they didn't adjust the price.
It
does say Dynagard snow retention system will be installed on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they may have removed them because they're either going to put them over the windows right here.
Right.
Or no, over by the kitchen.
Right, we only want them over the entrance.
Right. There's no reason to put them over the over that window.
Okay, I will hit those.
Yeah.
Did we ask about the better guards and whether or not they're going to be cleaned?
We did.
Well, they're going to clean them when they come and do the fall. Well, I'm assuming when they install the gutters, they'll clean them out and put the new one, the guards on them.
I mean,
well,
long-term.
The gutter, he said the gutter, long-term, we got an email from them that said that they can put them on at a slight angle, but they may need to be cleaned at some point. Especially with the pine needles for these trees over here.
So what are we saving by putting gutter guards on? If we're going to have to clean our gutter guards versus cleaning our gutters?
I'm confused. What? So this is both snow guards and...
Snow bars, yes.
Leaf guards.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Something was installed already. What was installed already?
Nothing was installed.
The screens on the chiller and the
HVAC. Oh, the screens on the chiller and the
yeah.
HVAC. So we were going to get these leaf guards in order to keep the pine needles and everything out so you don't have to clean them.
Right.
Right.
But then they say the yeah. guards need to be cleaned out.
Yeah.
So that's like an extra cost to pay for guards.
Just don't
not, not as often.
No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Still going to cost us money because they're saying these tiny holes get clogged up and then the water doesn't run through.
Yeah.
It's probably with dirt and time and accumulation, the holes would get clogged up, right? The water wouldn't run through.
No.
Would
to
that
me,
cause
it's
like.
It's easier to clean out a gutter than it is to clean the screen over the gutter, right?
I don't know the process of cleaning the gutter. I don't clean those things. Do my gutters get dirty? I don't know. I don't have any trees over my house. That's what it is.
Well, so I used to clean gutters.
So then can you give us...
It's a dirty job.
But what, is it better to have the guards than not have them?
These are relatively effective, but once the needles get in these holes, they can be difficult to clean out. That's
so,
my experience.
So it's the same thing that you experienced?
But normally these are such that you can take them out, too, which I... That's pretty high up.
Yeah.
It's a...
That's a large...
But, it, you know, it would probably reduce the frequency of cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's our land. It's our landscape where it's cleaning.
Part of the problem, maybe the snow bars will alleviate that, is we have those diamond points clogging up the downspouts.
And they were going to remove those points with the snow bars, right?
Yeah.
And that brings up another point, because the taste, when you take the triangles off, then it's going to leave, it's going to need to be painted.
I can't.
That's where the painter...
The triangles,
I'm taking this too personal. The
triangles
like
are clogging up the gutters. So when they came to clean the gutters, they took out all the triangles that were in the gutters. They brought down like 2 bags of the triangles.
But isn't it, do we have someone that cleans the gutters for us already?
Yeah, the landscaping company, she said.
I begged the landscaping company to do it.
They don't like doing it.
So they came and did it. They didn't do it right. They did the wrong side of the building. They would to do the whole building. So they came back, and I believe they came back twice and charged $775, which was not a lot for the amount of time they put in.
But then we're going to pay this amount to still have the gutters.
Yeah, I don't think we can. If they're going to remove the triangles with the snow bars and the triangles were in the gutters, I think... Especially for paying $700 for the gutter cleaning. I mean, it's a lot of years of gutter cleaning for the cost of the gutter covers. I wonder if we get rid of the triangles, if the gutters won't clog as fast.
Instead of paying that amount of money.
I
agree.
You can remove the triangles, put the snow bars up, and then evaluate
yep.
it for
yes.
years.
Yep.
Yes.
That
sounds good. That sounds yep. better.
These are long needles, right?
Yeah.
These are what?
I mean, they're probably not going to stick in these holes. Like
probably
like
not.
Shorter needles would be more problem with the long needles.
So we're
they lose long
and we're trying to trim some of these trees with the
yeah.
needles.
Yeah,
we already did. Okay, so we need to revisit this. Do what you said. What did you say?
Well, do the bars and have them remove the triangles, the snow triangles, and then evaluate the gutters in a year. See how fast they're clogging up without, because I guarantee those big triangles getting caught in the gutters is catching other stuff when they're backing up the gutters.
Okay.
But this still needs to be changed because this doesn't reflect the removal
right.
of that 16 feet, right?
Okay.
Do we want to approve this as a not to exceed?
Yeah.
And then get, so we don't have to come back again?
Okay.
Not to exceed this amount.
Yeah, not to exceed this.
With an adjusted amount.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what the amount is that we don't want to exceed.
Well, I would say not to exceed
the
97.80.
It's not going to be a lot.
And that was for what you just
part.
Said?
Yeah.
This amount is for what you just said?
The 9,780.
Yep. That's a lot of money.
That's to keep the snow from
yeah, but
falling
you said
down on our
this was the quote
heads.
They had when they had 16 more feet of it on.
Well, that's what we said. We can say not to exceed this amount of money, but adjust it for the 16 feet they're not installing.
Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be less. It's not going to be a whole lot less.
Okay.
Right, because it's 170
yeah.
total.
So it'll be around about $8,900.
Yeah, so we need a new boat with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's about 10% off.
Yeah.
Because there's 170 linear feet we're taking.
Yeah.
60. Yeah.
Okay, so what
oh, so we need to basically do a...
We can either bring this back in December,
mm-hmm.
or we can approve it with the not to exceed.
I like
bring it back in December. We've already had two snowfalls. This is my thing. I don't feel comfortable saying do not exceed the amount that's currently on here. I feel comfortable saying we approve this company. To install with an amount not to exceed $9,000.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but at first you said not to exceed this amount. I'm like,
yeah.
That didn't make sense to me. If we expect it to be less, we can just tell them it cannot exceed $9,000. So your adjusted quote has to meet that if you want our business.
Yep. Okay.
You just made the motion.
I didn't really, but I make a motion to approve the Showalter Roofing Service to install Dynagard snow retention system on the library and an investment not to exceed $9,000.
Second.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
And we're not doing the gutter guards at this point.
Okay. There's no spoiler here.
I think I pretty much talked about that. So boiler number one is fixed now. Boiler number two is having preventive maintenance tomorrow. So we'll see what needs to be done with boiler number two. And the pump will be flipped. So hopefully that will be the solution to the hot water. If not, there may be parts that are needed.
Okay. Let's move on to per capita grant requirements. 2019.
The per capita grant is due January 15th, and I put in the packet, the first sheet has the requirements of what the staff, meaning I'm not the staff, and you're the board, of what needs to be done. So in your packet is chapters 6 through 10 of the trustee tax file. So for next month's meeting, the board should read through chapters 6 through 10. The second thing is board members should look for an online class to review. I will find a class and I will email you this week. Or you can go on to Rails or ALA or PLA and just find an online seminar or webinar to watch. And then for outreach, which is the third part, you just need to go to the Illinois Veterans History Project and just look at that. And then at the December meeting, we can just briefly talk about it or just say that the board has reviewed and have that as public record. That's all I need to do. I believe last year there took the class. But you have the packet, so you have what you need to look at.
Thank you.
And I'll do the rest of the grant for January 15th.
Drug-free workplace policy.
This is a policy that was passed by City Council, and since we are a city library, we do go by the city policy. But what the policy committee can do is incorporate this into a section of our policy manual, which I can pull this together for the policy committee when they want to meet.
Okay. Do we need to change our no smoking policy to include vaping?
It's whatever you want to change.
I saw that on, I forget, where was I today? I think I was at a school in Creston, and they had a sign on their building that said no vaping. To go along with their no smoking.
Are people using the vape pens in libraries?
We had a little issue with that last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, we need to address that in our policy and probably change our no smoking signs.
Everything that's in your packet is correct. value of the vote.
And then closing dates. So we're closed on Martin Luther King Day?
Yes. The city is all closed to the city.
Where is this? Is this for 2020?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about being open this year. In one of our last meetings. I thought we talked about being open for MLK.
For 2021.
Yeah, I think that's, for 2021.
That's the day you want to have the event for the goals, the 2021. Although I think you have to consider the fact that it's a three-day weekend for the schools that people will take the children.
There's a lot of organizations, though, that are open for programming. I think it's an important programming opportunity. Okay.
What's the day of the December board meeting?
December. January 13th is not Martin Luther King Day. This date is wrong. January 20th is Martin Luther King Day.
We're looking at the wrong sheet.
The last page.
What is
those
this?
Are the board
meeting dates. Oh, I was like, that's the wrong date. Because I knew somebody else who had the wrong date.
Your question was?
December board meeting date is?
The this ninth. Coming
out next year. December 9th is the board meeting.
The 9th. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at these separately, though, because you
have
to approve each set.
So. I'll make a motion that we adopt the dates for board meeting for 2020.
Okay. Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes. Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
And I'll make a motion that we approve the holiday closing calendar for 2020.
Okay. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And this will go to the city tomorrow for posting.
Okay. There's no other new business, and there's no reason for us to go into executive session, so
make a motion, we adjourn.
I am good with that. Second.
So will the policy committee look at dates and let me know?
Do we need to meet in December?
It would be good because we have
the new drug policy starts January 1st.
Yeah.
Say that again.
The new.